Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The SGP and IDP Pro Players Podcast is proud to be presented by WynnBET, the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And without further ado, here are your veteran IDP pros, Johnny the Greek and Gary, the IDP tipster.
Welcome back to the IDP Pros Podcast. My name is Johnny the Greek. I am joined with the senior IDP analyst for the SGPN Network, the man, the myth, the legend, the IDP tipster, Mr. Gary Van Dyke. Gary, how are you, sir?
Ready to rock and roll.
All right. Awesome, man. We got a shitload of stuff to cover. It's been an action-packed week with free agency. Before we get into it, though, the IDP Pros Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100, get a $100 free bet at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions do apply. All right, Gary, free agency has officially opened. I've got no less than 44 items here of news. So it's going to be an all news show. And we're just going to do this by what's most important first. And we're going to save some stuff for a special guest we got coming next week, Mr. John Macri of PFF.
Yeah.
So we're going to cover all this stuff. Are you ready to get it going?
Oh, yeah, man. This is I get more excited about free agency than I do any of the draft or anything. And I really thought that this was going to be interesting to begin with. But, after it all kicked off and then all these other teams started dropping these guys, you know, made it that much more interesting. I said it last week. It really screwed up the linebacker class or what they could have gotten paid. It just had so many quality guys out there that we got. Guys like Drew Tranquil signing with the Chiefs for what, $3 mil a year, maybe, or cheaper? Yeah, I'm hyped up, man. I'm ready to roll.
Yes, sir. All right, so we got a lot to cover. Some of these we'll do quick. Some of these we'll talk about a little more. Let's start with a couple we'll talk about a little more. So the Bears signing TJ Edwards at linebacker and Tremaine Edmonds at linebacker. Thoughts on that, Gary? Which one do you want and why?
Well, I no longer want my Jack Sanborn shares.
He's dead.
Unfortunately, I got to be honest. I think that I'll probably be able to get TJ Edwards a little bit on the cheaper side if I was drafting right away. I think that people are going to just automatically assume Edmonds being the run stopper, the bigger guy and such. But I think that I like Edmonds bouncing back this past year, and I think I like what he put on film a little bit better overall. Edmonds has just been a guy that consumes tackles. He's not really a playmaker. I think Edwards is a little bit more of a playmaker, and he'll be put in more of a position all over the field more. Real point, though, I mean, we're probably looking at ceilings of, what, two linebacker twos.
Yeah, I think they're going to cannibalize each other. I don't think we get a true linebacker one out of this, but, you know, anyone that did grab Jack Sanborn, I mean, we're talking a over 70% injury rate easy every year in the modern NFL. I wouldn't get rid of him or blow him out the airlock. He'll probably play at some point when one of these guys shatters their ACL 4 weeks into the season, as is tradition.
Yeah, all kinds of shit can happen. I'm not really excited about this for Brisker either.
Yeah, it definitely puts two playmakers in front of him, so that's that hurts as well. But yeah, those are the big ones. Those are the two bigger ones so far. Let's cover a couple others real quick here. So Ravens release Calais Campbell, defensive tackle. Do you think he lands somewhere? He's got something left in the tank, don't you think?
I can imagine if he wants to play, somebody's going to get him. Again, we have that situation like with Shue, and then last year, some of these guys. I think Campbell is going to be more of a depth guy at this point, turning to youth. He's got to be, what, 34, 35?
Yep, maybe someone will pick him up for depth. Absolutely. Okay, a couple other ones here. Patrick Peterson wanted out and wanted to go to a contender. Instead, he went to the Steelers. So not really a contender, but cornerback news for you there. Deron Payne, who we mentioned in a recent show, signs for 4 years, $90 million. So he's safe in Dynasty. Matt Milano, 2-year extension in Buffalo. Parlaying off that, who's the other linebacker in Buffalo now that Tremaine Edmonds is gone? Have you thought about that at all?
Well, actually, I have. I can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head, though. He was drafted in the second or third round last year.
Is it Terrell Bernard or there's
one? Yeah, that's him. I like that kid as a dart throw at this moment. Free agency hasn't, you know, followed through. There's still some quality guys out there. The draft, you just don't know. They put him in there, and he had a good quality game or two, but there was also a veteran that they kept sticking in there when injuries would happen, and when he got healthy, he was the injury replacement instead.
Right now, they've got Bernard, Tyrell Dodson, and I believe AJ Klein, who you were talking about, got released, pretty sure.
The Dodson guy, that's the veteran that got a lot of the playing time last year when Edmonds or Milano was out. I suppose he would be option A and that rookie option B, but I still like that option B for a dynasty stash.
Yep. So that's in a situation to keep an eye on. There will be a new full-time linebacker in Buffalo. WynnBET is the official online sports book of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and tons of other states. Be on the lookout for WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here. So many ways to bet the big dance. Sign up today and receive a special offer. Bet $100, get a $100 free bet. Limited to state availability. And of course, for our degenerates only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 in site credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head on over to winbet.com or download the WynnBET app. This offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let's pick it back up. We got tons more to talk about. So Jalen Ramsey went to Miami. That makes sense with Byron Jones retiring. Nothing to see there. Keyshawn Nixon re-signs in Green Bay. That's another streaming corner option. Jonathan Jones re-signs in New England. That's a streaming corner option. Quincy Williams, 3-year deal in New York. Gary, are you feeling a little better about Quincy Williams in Dynasty now that he's got a 3-year deal? I know I am.
Oh, yeah. I mean, predicted by default or whatever doesn't really matter. It was kind of funny. I had mentioned about a dream that I had. The big brother Williams off of the line. He comes out into the middle of the field up by the huddle. And when he runs up here, he just stops immediately, puts his hand out onto the ground with the palm up, and his little brother standing there coming off his palm on into the huddle. As weird as that is, when it comes to fantasy football at this point, yeah, I'll buy in. I mean, I've been fighting it. I think you've been fighting it for a couple of years, of course, with these contracts and money does talk. So he actually got paid pretty damn well, considering what the rest of this free agency market has.
Yeah, this gives me a little more confidence in him for sure. Guys that also gained some confidence this week in Dynasty, Shaq Thompson, 2-year deal. That's pretty good. We like him. Shy Tuttle to the Panthers for some defensive tackle depth. David Onyemata, defensive tackle to Atlanta. So he had kind of an interesting season last year. He started hot, then cooled down a little bit. Do you have any interest with him there in Atlanta, Gary?
Not off the top, no. I mean, yeah, he piques my interest enough to keep an eye on him, but heading into Atlanta, I've just got this, you know, it's like a bad taste in my mouth. We haven't had much come out of Atlanta.
Yep, I'm with you there. Feels like a depth move. This was interesting. So Javon Hargrave to the 49ers at defensive tackle, and they paid him almost essentially what they would have had to pay DeForest Buckner for a guy that's older and, you know, got more tread on the tires.
I do love it for Joey Bosa. I think 49ers for quite a long time, other than Joey Bosa, they've had quality guys probably in the NFL when they play on the field. But when it would come to IDP or fantasy football, we never got anything out of that. They drafted Kinlaw a couple of years ago. He hasn't amounted to anything. I do like this Drake Jackson as well that they have. I believe he might have been a second or third rounder last year. He should get some more playing time this year, maybe from on the opposite side of Bosa as a starter for Lucky, because I'd be interested to see what that kid can do with a full-time gig. When it comes to Hargrave, though, he's way more than just solid. He's going to make his own plays. He'll make his impact plays. He'll get into the backfield where I feel the other guys were just kind of doing their jobs and doing their jobs well enough.
Yeah, I do like it. I think it's a good move. But yeah, we just got to be aware he is a little on the older side. So dynasty-wise, the clock is ticking, no doubt. Other big moves this week. Jermaine Pratt re-signs with the Bengals. His role as a LB3-4 should be okay. Chase Winovich to the Texans. We can just go ahead and ignore that. We just wasted 10 seconds of everyone's life. My apologies. Cam Sutton to the Lions. That'll be interesting for corners when we get to the season. Von Bell to the Panthers. Let's talk about that. I've seen both sides of this, Gary. Where do you land? I've seen people saying that it helps Jeremy Chinn and then it hurts Jeremy Chinn.
I really wonder what the hell they're up to, because they still have Xavier Woods too. And I believe they still paid him a nice dime to begin with. What are they going to do here? What are they doing with Justin Chinn? Now, they've moved Luva out to the outside as a pass rusher, from my understanding, in this new defensive scheme as an outside linebacker. So it does open up a hole next to Thompson in this 3-4 scheme. So it could be interesting to see where this goes. Quite frankly, as it stands, if I was like drafting today, or say I opened up my little trade box and there was one in there that had Woods or Von Bell or Chinn in it, I'm avoiding it. Not until we have some clarity about it. I think that as it is, if they all three remain safeties, it could really cut into everybody's shit real quick, because we already seen Chinn used completely as a safety last year, just didn't produce to begin with.
And we've seen that in Dallas too. It's not great. It's not great for anyone when there are three safeties on the field. Absolutely.
Now, this whole new scheme could bring something, but, you know, DBs are dime a dozen anymore. So I think that I'll just skip the whole thing.
I think I'm with you on that. It does seem a bit dangerous. We shall see. Okay, the Lions re-signed Alex Anzalone, so we're in for another year of that. That'll be fun. Jesse Bates to the Falcons. This is a big one. This is the third highest paid safety in the league, I believe.
I feel bad for Hawkins managers, I guess. They had something kind of developing there last year. When it comes to Bates, I got to say, I like this one. Traditionally, we've seen some subpar people play in that deeper field for Atlanta. Now the schemes have changed and times have changed. So I have to believe that they brought Bates in to take over when it comes to his first year. So talking redraft, I might go the way that like John Johnson and Jordan Whitehead and these guys, when they first take on a new team and running the secondary, they take a dip in production. So I might be avoiding him in redrafts, but comes into Dynasty, he's probably locked it in for me as definitely a top 16.
I want to see how it shakes out. I mean, it definitely kills Hawkins. I still think Richie Grant was trending in a great direction by the end of last season. I don't know if this hurts him a lot. I don't think it does. I think Bates will still play that free safety type role.
I'm more interested in this whole Ellis from the Saints signing.
That is on our list. We will get there.
Settle down, Gary.
Yes, settle down, Gary. We got 25 plus more here. Okay. Quick one, Marcus Epps to the Raiders. So Raiders definitely had some safety troubles. Do you think he gets a starting gig here, or is this just a depth move?
Don't care.
Yep.
Don't care.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Trayvon Moehrig plays that super deep role and doesn't produce anything. So if Marcus Epps plays a little closer, he might have some value. We got to wait and see, though, on that one, I think. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get into the action, especially if your bracket is already busted. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Ever notice these days how things have changed with sports entertainment? Suddenly everyone is edgy and they don't mind offending people with offensive words. It's everywhere. Podcasts, to radio, to primetime TV. All I want are NFL defensive player reports. Maybe a quick update on the best streaming corners. And yet, I have to hear about the dirty O. That's right. Offensive player discussions and hot takes blocking my path to the sweet, sweet defensive information I need.
Bullshit.
That was until I found the IDP Pro Players Podcast. And now, unless the IDP pros John or Gary mess up, I know I'm not going to be offended by their no dirty O approach.
Damn.
So take my word for it. Catch the Sports Gambling IDP Pro Player Podcast every week and leave the dirty O behind. So if you or someone you know has an IDP degenerate problem, that's terrific. And the fantasy move to make is to go follow a couple of the best veterans in the fantasy football industry. That was on Twitter at capital I, capital D, capital P, R O. One word at the IDP Pro Players Pod.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get back into it. We'll start with Donovan Wilson re-signing with Dallas. That's good depth right there, but we talked about three safeties not being great for IDP. Obo Oronkoro, I have no idea, signs with the Browns for...
Yeah, that was dead good. I thought it was perfect.
Oh, man, for pass rush depth. Hassan Ridgeway to the Texans, also depth. Cowboys signs Stephon Gilmore. That's great for streaming corner options. Harrison Smith stays put with the Vikings, so we're looking good there. Devin Bush to the Seahawks. I guess we can talk about that one. Any interest there? What do you think about that one?
Well, it could be very interesting. He's going to have to – it's a make-or-break situation. I guess that's how we should say when it comes to IDP for me. He's probably going to be put into a situation where he should be able to perform and perform at a high degree. Now, whether or not he can do more than a year there, we'll see. I mean,
let's clarify. He's going to take Cody Barton's slot. That's the kind of role he's probably going to have, right?
Brooks is still hurt, so I don't think he's going to be ready for the beginning of the season. I would question. I can't remember his injury, but I thought it was like an Achilles or something. So I don't think with the timing of that injury, I think that. You know what? What I'm going to compare this to, I think we're going to probably something along the line of Miles Jack going to Pittsburgh last year, just kind of tearing shit up for the first 6 weeks of the year, and then something's going to go left. But this is his last chance, you know. This realistically, and that's why he got a 1 year deal like this.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it plays out. I'm probably not interested, but you're right. There could be some opportunity early season for sure.
Did you mention right before him?
Oh, Harrison Smith staying put with the Vikings.
Yeah, he gave them a hell of a deal, didn't he? He cut his shit in half, like from 15 mil down to 8.
Yeah, good for them.
Yep, that's a guy who does not want to pack his shit and move. I don't blame them.
Let's start with the Giants signing Bobby Okereke. Gary, what do you think here? Is this the guy that's going to finally answer the question of, is it Jalen Smith? Is it Tay Crowder?
Not even sure if Crowder's still on their roster, but he seems to be an afterthought. And then you got Jalen Smith. No, it's Okereke. Hopefully, knock on some wood here, bro. We finally got, you know, a suitable replacement that we've been waiting for in the Giants that can take on that main role. Like Tay Crowder had been producing for the last few years, but he can take this role and do it at a level that we can feel confident that he's going to have his job next week.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's not elite. He's above par. Between him and Pratt, I really thought that both of these guys would land kind of role like this somewhere. But you got to admit, the Giants one, oh, it's a bonus. It's a little bit sweeter than some of the others that could have been had.
Yeah, no, it's a good spot. It's a good spot for him since, you know, since they got rid of Blake Martinez, it's been a revolving door of, you know, Tay Crowders and Micah McFadden's and Jalen Smith's, and no one has really stuck. This could be it. I think you're right.
Astonished that they didn't re-sign Love and Seattle scooped him up.
Yep. Yeah, that is also on our list further down. Yes. Next one, David Long to Miami. What do we think about this, Gary? Is the Jerome Baker era over and done with?
With me personally or with Miami? No, Miami's not done with him yet, but he'll probably just be status quo. And I imagine, I believe Roberts left. So David Long is apparently his replacement. Unfortunately, it's the role, not the players necessarily. You're not going to find Baker on any of my rosters anywhere, though, unless it was like free. I'm not really interested in David Long. I don't think the role is going to change enough to make him relevant. He kind of had an IDP role or a default by productive role in Tennessee, just based off of how Tennessee's been for the last few years. I don't think Miami's set up for that at all.
No, you're right. They've got one guy, typically Jerome Baker, that plays a lot, and a lot of other guys that play a little bit and are sporadic all over the place, and we'll see which one Mr. Long is, that's for sure. All right, this was a big one. Alex Singleton re-signs with Denver. Pretty big news. Do you think he keeps the role he had towards the end of last season when he actually saw significant playing time?
Man, I'll tell you who's he remind me of? Alex Singleton. Let's say he's the dirty O equivalent of Josh Gordon. He just keeps staying around. He's just there, you know. He just won't go away. The only difference is Alex Singleton keeps finding a way to produce. What do you do with that? It's not an appealing name. You don't know exactly if he's going to be the guy. Did they pay him like $12 million a year or anything?
3 year, $18 million total. So 6 a year, 9 guaranteed.
Wow. I don't know. That's kind of in that middle of the road. If you would have said that a couple of classes ago, I'd probably have been like, oh, that's backup shit there. It's kind of like that Porsche that you can get that really good deal on at the used car dealership. But the only problem was shine on the paint is just not there, and it's all dull. It's mint condition. It's just not shiny to where I'm going to go. And if he happens to be one of the top linebackers available, I'm probably skipping him.
I'm all about it, man. I think he keeps the role he had last year. And if he gets 60, 70% of snaps, we've seen enough efficiency out of him that that's like 10 tackles a game. And he's dirt cheap. I'm into it. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm afraid of is it's not going to continue that trend that he's had for the last few years. The only reason he was dirt cheap last year was, well, how he exited from Philadelphia and how Denver got him so damn cheap, you know? So now this is where we usually get shot in the freaking foot. You bite into this kind of stuff when you put your guard down, like I've had my guard up. And then the next thing I know, I'm eating crow.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Another big linebacker signing this week, Eric Kendricks to the Chargers and Drew Tranquil to the Chiefs. So no more Tranquil. Kendricks steps into that role. I got to assume you like this. I know I do.
just actually looked into the Drew Tranquil thing, and my heart's broke. Actually, I don't see this being real good for him. I know that there's probably going to be room for him to be a starter, but I got an unfortunate feeling that it's not going to be, you know, in one of those positions. That's going to, I think Willie Gay and Nick Bolton continue to have their roles. I'm pretty sure Willie Gay is still there this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's you know, depth for Tranquil, but I got to assume you like the Kendricks move.
Why?
To the Chargers?
I'm not a Chargers fan anymore, man. They just freaking let the one goddamn dude on the whole team that I even gave a shit about any. All right. I bailed on this sons of bitches then. And the only reason that I've been a Tranquil back when they moved and all that, folks, it's a really long story. And Drew Tranquil was the only remnants of anybody that I really did give a shit about and really thought that they should resign. And yet they go and they do something like this. So the whole situation's got me in an uproar inside. So when it comes to Kendricks, yay. Yeah, he'll be productive. He'll be productive by default. He's just an older guy that's lost a lot of value in Dynasty because he's lost a step. But sure, he's going to be the guy to, you know, pick up. We know it's not Murray or whatever his name is. He's become a complete afterthought finally. But I'm more pissed about Drew Tranquil getting like a $3 million deal to go to the Chiefs. But kudos to him, because if this was a freaking revenge signing, you have some sort to go to the Chiefs and play back against the Chargers, I love it. Because I think they did him dirty. I think they should have at least did something. The guy's getting paid beans.
Yeah, he did have a great year. And yeah, he will be depth on the Chiefs, but injuries happened. He may get his shot. But for Kendricks, yes, Dynasty, not great, but he's stepping into a 100% of snaps job. And he's a guy that when he has that, he produces really, really well. And he's going to have, I think, probably less competition for tackles over on the Chargers than he did in Minnesota.
Likely so. I guess I'm just a Dynasty downer, man. I'm just bummed. I'm bummed. Yeah. Tranquil finally got his shit out there. He is what he was this past year. And now it might be all over, man. It might be. I think it's a waste. I don't know.
Well, we'll see what happens. Another big move this week. Zach Allen, coming off a career year over in Arizona, is going to Denver to help with their pass rush. Any interest in that?
He's not going to be an outside linebacker, so he's going to be a defensive end inside that 3-4 scheme. They haven't switched that, right? And they haven't done anything about getting any actual outside linebacker pass rushers, which there's not that much in the form of free agency this year, those guys. It's more of the inside linebacker being flooding the market. The guy has really stood out. He's earned his right to be under consideration, but I'm not excited. I'm not excited at all, not unless they get some help around him.
Yeah, and here's the way I look at that. I don't really even worry about outside linebacker, defensive end anymore. He's going to pass rush because, and since MFL, my fantasy league, fixed that, we really don't have to worry about that anymore. So as long as he gets to the quarterback, he'll have value.
And stop doing Baron Brown. Just leave him alone. Leave him alone, folks. Leave it alone.
All right, so that was a big one there. Another fairly big one here. So with Cole Holcomb leaving, and we'll cover that shortly, Cody Barton to the Commanders. Any interest there?
To me, that signing right there, it was like just over $250,000 for a year or something. I mean, it wasn't that much. I could have swore it was like, that's backup money. Apparently, they did like what they seen with Davis, and they're done with Holcomb. I'm not interested in this. I wasn't interested in him too much other than productive by default last year with Seattle. So until that happens here in Washington, no, I'm good.
How about Dalvin Tomlinson to the Browns? Any interest there? Defensive tackle help for the Browns?
I got interested last year when he kind of come back from injury and he started finally showing up on the stat sheet with Minnesota. I liked the guy last year. He did show that he could get it done. I think next to Myles Garrett, they needed someone. If I'm looking for a a DL2 stab in the dark, I'll go ahead and go for it. But when it comes to a DT2, I think I could stamp a nice solid DT2 option with upside on him.
Yeah, good call. And that's right, he was on Minnesota. Who the hell am I thinking that went to Philly? It was Sue, and who was the other guy?
It was another one of those veterans that was either released or whatever, like Sue. And
so that was Lidvall Joseph I was thinking of earlier. Mm-hmm. Apologies on that. Okay, but yeah, you're right. Good move for the Browns. Makes their defensive line stronger. That's some good stuff right there. What about this one, though? Marcus Davenport to the Vikings. Any interest?
No, not whatsoever. As long as Daniel Hunter is on the other side, as long as he's remained there. Plus, I believe they told Jadarius Smith he will play this year. He's not right. going anywhere because he wanted a trade. He wanted to hell out. And I feel bad for the guy. He's probably, you know, he's a little old in the tooth. He's looking for a contender right now. I think we can arguably say that that window is closed, at least for this year, for Minnesota. No interest in Davenport. I'm not biting.
Yeah, I think he's done too. We've seen this experiment before in New Orleans, and it did not go well. That's for sure.
I'd rather be wrong about this than just flat out wrong. I don't even want to take a chance.
Yep, I'm with you on that. And make sure you head on over to SGPN Fantasy Football on YouTube and hit subscribe.
Fact: the National Breast Cancer Foundation reports that a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer every 2 minutes. And we already know finding new innovations in research, surgical options, and clinical trials is essential to finding a cure. And to all those fantasy football ladies that may be listening, we also know with early detection your survival rate goes up. And that's why breast self-exams are very important and the best way to give your old girls their best fighting chance to win the championship. So, with all that being said, the fellas here at the IDP Pro Players Pod would like to remind everyone, the National Breast Cancer Foundation does take donations, so please, go and give what you can. And let's give our mothers, our wives, our sisters, and every woman the support, the resources, and maybe even more importantly, the hope, by knowing we all really do care.
And don't forget to check out the SGPN 10 a.m. IDP Pro Managers Pod every Friday and hit subscribe while you're there. Let's pick it back up with another pretty big move. So Caden Ellis, linebacker to the Falcons. Yeah, man, it makes a messy situation a little bit messier, but he's got to have some kind of role out of this, don't you think?
I think he'll go in there and he'll earn it. I think that he'll go in there and he'll end up being a starter. How you like that hot ass take?
I like that. All right, so Rashawn Evans is up in the air. Troy Anderson showed that he's probably going to be a starter next year. Michael Walker is clearly out the door. But yeah, I mean, if Evans doesn't come back, that's Ellis right there. And regardless, we saw enough with the pass rush from him last year that he'll be doing that somewhat, don't you think?
I actually think that the guy is going to end up with something like the similar to the same position he played down with the Saints last year when Pete Warner was out. I think he's going to play that kind of weak inside linebacker role for him, and I think he's going to end up earning full-time snaps. If it hurts anybody other than Walker, because like you mentioned, he's probably out the door. And then, you know, when it comes to Troy Anderson, he might just have to wait another year, depending on what they do with Evans. But I really like Ellis. I'm taking his signing seriously.
Yeah, I think this is a good one. Absolutely. Okay, this next one, though, just, boy, what a mess. Kazir White, linebacker, formerly of the Eagles, to the Cardinals. What the hell is going on in Arizona? We got three linebackers, two jobs. Who wins?
Oh, we'll go with the Twin Towers. I don't have much of a thought on that. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that they would do this, but I'm going to guess if we took a look at, you know, their contract situation or something like that, they just needed a depth piece. Yeah. And there it is. That's how I'm going to look at it.
All right, so currently right now they've got on the depth chart, the offseason depth chart, they've got Kazir White listed as an inside linebacker starter along with Zaven Collins. And they've got, okay, so they've got Isaiah Simmons at nickelback.
Really? Wait, which is funny because the guy can actually play the damn position. Technically, he could, you know, and I believe they actually might actually use him there. I can't see that happening. If Kaiser White can go into the beginning of the season playing linebacker as a starter over Simmons, something is terribly wrong.
That would mean that they screwed up that draft pick royally. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he actually did have a decent season last year. He actually, in the end, he put it together well enough that, you know, I don't think Kaiser White is his replacement. That's kind of a funny one there for me. I didn't know about that signing.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple went under the radar. That's one. Another one that went under the radar a little bit, Azeez Al-Shaair to the Titans. Titans got a lot of messy pieces in the linebacker core. Do you think Azeez might be a starter there at some point, or what are your thoughts there?
Well, we have this Kevin Baird news, so he's not going to take a pay cut. Hey, anything's possible.
All right, so Titans right now at this exact moment in time have Azeez, they've got Monty Rice, they've got Dylan Cole, they've got Jack Gibbons. They've got, those are four guys that saw a significant playing time last year at some point during the season. They've got Azeez as a starter and Monty Rice as a starter currently.
Which Rice is a linebacker.
Yeah.
He's like a fourth-year linebacker. Yeah, I'm actually interested in what they do with him. I brought him up towards the end of last season on the players pod here. I like his situation. But as far as it goes with Kazee, nah. It's a defensive back. And until things play it out, I wouldn't have too much interest in even looking that way right now.
Let's move on to the next one. Cole Holcomb to the Steelers at linebacker. What do we think? So they released Miles Jack. Is this the new inside linebacker for the Steelers?
Oh, definitely. I enjoyed this one this morning at 10 a.m. on the IDP Pro Manager's pod because he's a perfect freaking fit, man. He can't stay on the field. He can't stay healthy more than in what, one season. He's given us quality IDP with plenty of contest, but other than that, it's just been inconsistency, and that's exactly what Pittsburgh linebacker core has done for us for the last few years is inconsistency. So it's a perfect fit. What the hell? Yeah. Am I getting in it? No. Hell no. I am not. That was so, so bad of a signing, in my opinion, just based off the scenario of the history of them both. Together, yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, definitely an interesting one. Another interesting one, so Robert Spillane left the Steelers, went to the Raiders at linebacker. We've got a bit of a mess over there in Vegas for their linebacker situation. Do you think he ends up being a key piece or just a depth guy?
I gotta be honest. Let's see. So Jaylen Brown's gone. Perryman, he's probably gone. I don't think he's under contract at the moment. So we have our what would be our third year breakout call again this year if Diablo can stay healthy and get back on the field, which I guess he did last year at the end of the last year, right?
Yeah, so, Diablo gave us a decent chunk of a season, and they got Luke Masterson there as well. But that's it, really.
I mean, sure, if we find out that Spielin is, you know, named a starter, or if they don't do anything, I can't imagine the Raiders are going to go just with this. This certainly can't be it, right, man? I mean, this can't be. We can't be looking at Diablo and Spielin or Masterson, one of the two of those three. That can't be the combination that goes into the season as starters.
Yeah.
Not if they want to win anything.
Yeah, it's not great at the moment. We shall see. So, but basically, the short version of all this crap this week is we've got a lot of shit up in the air that we just got to keep an eye on, and it'll settle in, you know, a few weeks into the season, and we'll let you know when we do. All right, last two. Julian Love to the Seattle Seahawks. I actually like this because Jamal Adams is made of glass, so he'll be injured, you know, momentarily. So I like this for depth for them. What do you think?
You said for depth.
Yeah, because Quandre Diggs is the other safety. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just actually, when you started, I wanted to make sure about Diggs if he was under contract, and he certainly is. You are correct. So I am still on the fence about it, but I think I like him. There's one thing that we do know, like you mentioned with Jamal Adams being made of glass. It's usually Seattle's secondary and backup safeties, like Ryan and so Ryan Neal and some of these other guys that outlier defensive backs that end up producing for them. They have this knack of getting injured or whatever it is. So sure, if you're wanting to throw a dart, think that you can find a good solid DB too. I think Love's a good shot. I think that his ceiling that he had last year with the Giants, that's completely gone.
Yeah.
You know, that stays with that position. So I like the signing for Seattle as a team more than I do for IDP.
Yep. Yeah, I hear you. It's a good team signing, not a great IDP signing currently.
What's that? Your computer has another virus? Well, my friend, you need help to stop your obsession with the dirty O. All of this searching for air yards and yards after catch and blah, blah, blah. Stop your dirty O obsession by searching for the IDP Pro Players Podcast instead and focus on the other side of the balls. I mean ball. The crew on the IDP Pro Players Podcast care about you and your technology by holding true to their no dirty O mantra. Every week, Gary and John bring you the IDP content you need to save your rosters and dominate your league while avoiding the dirty O. So save your technology by tuning into the IDP Pro Players Podcast with your longtime and totally unoffensive veteran hosts, Johnny the Greek and Gary the IDP Tipster. Follow them on Twitter at capital I, capital D, capital P, R O. One word at the IDP Pro Players Pod.
And last but not least, Mike Edwards, formerly of Tampa Bay, has now gone to the Chiefs. Yeah, I think we can probably ignore this. This feels like a depth move. What do you think?
Let's see. In the corresponding move, I think it was Thornhill, Juan Thornhill might have signed with Cleveland, leaving Kansas City. So Edwards has filled that role, which is normally...
Which isn't much of a role.
No, it's not really that productive. I like Edwards. I would rather have seen him land somewhere else, though. That's for sure.
Right, because he's going to be buried behind Snead and Reed. So we got through it. We are current to today on all the key IDP moves. Many more to come, and next week we'll be having Jad Macri of PFF on to further help us talk about some of these.
Oh, yeah.
And we just want to apologize for the late publishing of one of our recent episodes. It's not within our control. So we'll do what we can to get these out as fast as possible going forward.
Same time, same place next week.
See ya.